Hey, it's Femke here. Now, in this video, we're going to be taking a closer look at the skill of supporting. In Meta Coaching, we have benchmarked all of the seven core coaching skills so that you know what level you're operating on and what specifically you can do to take your skills to the next level. So what we did in the benchmarking is that we looked at what behavior needs to be present in you as a coach that indicates that the skill of supporting is present. And so we've defined sub-skills that really indicate that there's a presence of this skill. So let's take a closer look, and then we will look at the benchmarks at what we'd be looking for to reach the level of competency, and obviously also beyond competency. Okay, so supporting, when we look at the design of that, it is to provide support to your client by caring for him or her as a client so that he or she feels cared for and believed in by you as a coach, so that your client trusts the process and allows him or herself to be challenged. So if there's not enough support, there's going to be resistance, especially when you're going to be more challenging. So what does this mean? So what are the sub-skills of the skill of supporting? So you want to be able to manage the physical environment and eliminate distractions. So before you even start coaching, that's where the skill of supporting really starts. You're focused on calibrating and matching the physiology, the posture, and the gestures. And so this is physically matching. So you're matching the same gestures that your client is doing. Now, this is not mimicking. So you're not copying while the client is speaking, but you're matching the gestures only when you are speaking, not when your client is speaking, because then it becomes inappropriate and it basically distracts from creating that sense of rapport. You're also going to be matching your voice, your tempo, and your volume, which we call auditory matching. So if you're speaking really fast generally and your client speaks a lot slower, do you have that freedom to slow down so that you can match where your client is at? And that also has to do with the speed of their processing. So you also want to be matching the speed of their processing and emotions and giving them time to process. At a higher level, you're also matching words, values, beliefs, their meta programs, so their thinking styles, the way that they think, and the states that they're in. All of this really gives you information of where your client is and indicates what questions you need to ask. You also want to be making acknowledgments. Now, what this means is that when your client has finished talking, you want to make sure that you've understood what they've said. And so you do that by feeding back their words, word for word. And that doesn't mean that you repeat every sentence that they say, but it goes something like this. So what I heard you say is, and then you repeat what they've said, or do I understand you correctly that this is what you said. And that's when you actually get more information because you hear it for the second time, but it also allows your client to hear themselves back and then be able to refine what they've said. So making an acknowledgement really is at several levels really important because ultimately what you want for your client is that they get the awareness of what they're saying, so that they can make a decision on, okay, this is what I need to be working on. It also allows them to feel heard. And that's really at the core of supporting, that your client needs to feel heard. And so with an acknowledgement, you're saying, it's important for me that I hear you correctly. Then there is confirmation. Now, making a confirmation is basically recognizing a state in your client and so then there's confirmation, which essentially is recognizing your client's state and validating the person. So you listen to the state and the spirit of your client, and so you can speak words to their inner experience. So something like, even with 3 attempts that you have not succeeded, you're still here, changing, learning, and so committed to your vision. Wow, I'm impressed with your persistence and resilience. That shows a lot of courage. I'm touched by your willingness to be so open. So that's confirming the client. You want to be making summaries. So some are making summaries of what you've heard your client said. And that's different from making an acknowledgement. Now, an acknowledgement is feeding back the words of your client. A summary is then adding a one sentence or two sentences based on what you've heard maybe over the last 3 to 5 minutes and basically saying, okay, so this is what we're talking about. So your point in one sentence is this. Do I have that right? When you make a summary, you always want to make that tentative. When you make a summary, you always want to make that tentative. Do I have that right? So your point is, now you also want to be summarizing what you've heard. And this is different from making an acknowledgement. So an acknowledgement is basically feeding back the words of your client and the way that he or she has said it. Then a summary is making one or two sentences that summarize the point that they're making. So your point in one sentence is this. Do I have that right? And so you're basically wrapping up what you've heard over the past 5 minutes into one sentence. And that allows your client to kind of grab hold of what it is that you're talking about. And you want to make that tentative, because it's ultimately your client who makes that decision that this is what this is about. So that's a summary. You also want to be setting frames, and we're setting frames in the beginning. So we're doing pre-framing. You say things like, we have 30 to 50 minutes in this call. My style is that I'm challenging and I'm going to be honest with you. So when I observe a blind spot, I'm going to be giving you feedback on that. Is that okay? So that would be setting a frame at the beginning so your client knows what to expect from the conversation. You want to be setting a few frames in the beginning, 4 or 5. Don't overdo it. But make sure that those are something that are true to you, so that if you say, yeah, my style is humor, that the conversation is not going to be ultra serious and you're not actually doing what you said that you were going to do. So you want the pre-frame to be true to you. Then during the conversation, you can also set frames. So for example, if your client has been... Now you can also, during the conversation, be set... Now you can also set frames during the conversation. So the way that you do that is that you're using basically classifying something that your client does. Now you can also set frames during the session. And that's, for example, using words that classify what your client is saying or the way that they're saying it. So if your client is using, well, they made me feel that way and I just don't know how to change, or when food comes at the table, there's just no way, it just looks too delicious and too seductive. There's no way I can say no. Or, well, they made me do it. Or when he does that, I get so angry. So when you listen to that kind of language, you can then frame that as, it sounds like what you're doing is blaming, or putting the responsibility outside of yourself. So that would be setting a frame. Is that what you're doing? And again, we want to make that tentative so that your client can take a step back and make that decision for themselves. Then you also want to be commenting on any emotions, gestures, and physiology that is present in the moment. So your client may all of a sudden look away or take a deep breath or turn red in the face. So you know that something is going on, and then ask about that. So I noticed that you just turned red in the face. What just went on? Or if someone has tears in their eyes, what are those tears about? Because you don't know if that's tears of sadness, tears of joy, tears of frustration. So you want to ask about their emotions, about their gestures. If they make a specific gesture that they keep doing over and over again and they emphasize it, what specifically does that mean? So you want to be commenting on that. At a higher level, you're also listening for patterns so that you can identify patterns that your client demonstrates in both words and actions. Now, a pattern is a set of words or actions that is repeated two or more times, and that is characteristic in the way that they operate. So is this set of actions something that you recognize as familiar? Is this a habit? This may be a meta program that they're using or a way of filtering. So they may think in all or nothing terms, and that gets them to be overly perfectionistic. Then if you hear them use all or nothing terms two or more times, then you can feed that back. So I've heard you say twice or three times now, never and always. So it sounds like what you're doing is all or nothing thinking. Is that correct? Again, making it tentative. Also at high level, you want to continue to express commitment to your client. So as an example, that may be, I want you to know that I'm here for you and that together we will find a solution so you can be your best self in this. Now, this is not something that you do at the beginning. We don't count that necessarily as commitment. It would be a great frame to set at the beginning. But expressing commitment really is when the going gets tough and you see that your client is struggling, there's emotions coming up. That's when you really want to show, hey, you're not alone in this. I'm going to be right there with you. And the last one is also confrontation. So you want to confront your client on blind spots and when the client avoids, denies, or fails to respond. You want to be listening for what is undermining the outcome. At a confrontation, you may be listening for incongruencies. So your client may say one thing, and then they, 2 minutes later, they contradict themselves. And that's what you want to confront them with. So this speaks to the skill of giving feedback as well, and in such a way that your client is willing to open up to it. So that's why it's a higher level skill, because you need to have that foundation of matching your voice, your body, making acknowledgments so that your client feels heard, setting of the frames, all of that to be present so that there's enough support and safety that you can confront. And confronting doesn't necessarily mean you're being harsh. It's being kindly firm. And being able to maybe do that with humor. You know, that's what I use a lot when I do my confronting is, so how's that working for you? And they've maybe, you know, they've been stuck in this state for a very, very long time. And once we've explored, how have you been doing this to yourself? Then I'm able to say that. And then a lot of the time the client is like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And they laugh with me. But there's a very fine line between confronting without any support and at the wrong time and finding that perfect moment and to have the perfect moment, now the last skill is the skill of confrontation. So you want to be able to confront your client on blind spots, any time where your client is avoiding or denying or failing to respond, perhaps speaking in incongruency. So your client may say something and then 2 minutes later they say the opposite. So you want to be able to confront your client with that, and you can use humor. It's about being kindly firm with your client, and it needs to be at the right moment. So confrontation is based on what your client has said, and you want your client to have enough awareness for there to be enough information so that they can look at themselves, step outside of what they've been doing, and reflect. If there's not enough information, a confrontation just breaks rapport, and you need to rebuild that. So that's why it's a higher level skill. You really want to have the foundation of making acknowledgments, doing summaries, putting words to emotions and gestures, for all of that to be present so that you have enough information to make a confrontation based on what you've seen and heard. So that's also what we are looking for and listening for in the skill of supporting. Now let's take a closer look at the benchmarks for this. So at a level zero essentially is there is the opposite of the skill is present. So there's instead of supporting and from a state of caring, it is the opposite. So you're interrupting, you're making judgments, you're imposing, advice giving, for example. One of the things with unsolicited advice, they've done some research on that, and it actually fires off the pain centers in your brain. And so that's, in that sense, it's the opposite of supporting, because you're basing it on your map of the world and you haven't really listened or made sure that you've heard your client. So that's at a level zero. At a level one, there is disconfirming. So you're basically contradicting your client, disagreeing with what he's saying, arguing. Then at level two, there's fidgeting, jarring transition, and inappropriate validations. So when you're fidgeting and picking at things, looking around, getting distracted, maybe having a jarring transition, your client is in a place where they're very emotional and they just got there, they just had an insight, and rather than following that, you ask, "So what do you want to get out of this session?" So that's jarring. It's an immediate break state that is not conducive to your client's session. Also, at a level two, there's inappropriate validations. When we make validations, which is at a level three, we want to be listening first for the client's values and how they relate to the outcome. So what I've heard clients say sometimes, or coaches say sometimes, is, "Oh, that's a really great goal." And so that's an inappropriate validation because it's based on your model of the world or your values rather than your client's values and the way that it relates to the outcome. So we don't want to be validating our client and saying, "Yeah, that's great," or "That's good. Good for you." If it's not related to the outcome that they want and their own values. Now, at a level 2.5, which is basically what we call the competency level, that's when you are in the beginning stages of competency for this skill. We're looking for one level 3 skill per minute. And so those skills are matching of externals, matching of hand gestures, matching of semantics matches. So if your client is pointing to the past and uses that to describe it, you use the same gesture for that. That's what we call a semantic match. So we count all of those. And then we count how many acknowledgments you do, how many frames you set, how many times you hold the frame. Now, holding the frame basically means that, hey, I set a frame in the beginning, I'm going to use humor, and then I actually use humor. That's holding the frame. In a conversation, when you have said, hey, in coaching, we really focus on the outcome, and that's what we... And you keep bringing your client back to, so what do you want to get out of this session? So initially you've said that this is what you wanted, and now I've heard you say this and this and this. Is this outcome still what you want? So that you keep your client within the frame of we're working towards an outcome. That's holding the frame. You may hold the frames that your client needs, so keep feeding those back. All of those things are holding the frame. Anytime you do that, we count that. Challenging is at a level 3, is getting your client to try to do something that they feel uncomfortable with. So moving outside of their comfort zone. So because sometimes it's just a case of like trying something, even if it's in their mind. So we've got acknowledgements, then we have, and we see the summary at level 3, then we have validation and celebrations. So the difference between a validation and a celebration has to do with human being versus human doing. At validation level, we are validating the human being and their values as they relate to the outcome that they want to achieve. So this may be that integrity is a really high value, and they're not necessarily expressing that, but your client wants to get to $100,000 income, but they're having this conflict because some of the frames stop them. They have kind of made either or choices about, okay, either I get money or and lose my integrity, or I keep my integrity, but I'm going to stay poor. So that's a conflict, an internal conflict, and they may not necessarily be expressing it in those terms. But what you can then do is, like, what it sounds like is that what's really important for you is to both have freedom and also keeping your integrity, because it sounds like integrity is really important for you. So that's a validation. I'm basically saying I see and hear what's important for you. Now, a celebration is anything from getting an insight that helps your client get to their outcome, or something that they already know how to do that's important to being able to achieve their outcome, or a skill that they've tried on and that worked. That would be celebrating. So hey, this insight, what do you now realize about reaching your outcome? Well, I can do X, Y, and Z, and that's what's going to make it easy. Okay, awesome, high five. And you want to celebrate that with your client. So all of those are at a level 3, and we all count that. Then at a level 3.5, you've got the identifying of patterns, which we discussed, the confrontations, and the commitment, which is expressing the commitment to your client when the going gets tough. So this is really the skill of supporting and all of the sub-skills and what we're looking for. Now, to make it easy on yourself, some of the ones that you really want to focus on is to matching the externals, making semantic matches. So that's at the foundation. Eliminate anything that takes away. So no judging, no advice giving, no interrupting. And be listening for that. And then to really be present with your client's emotions, any shifts they're at, and asking about those. Ask them to put words to those emotions, put words to those gestures, so that you understand what it is that they're talking about. And it also helps them to feel seen. So that's what you can start out with for the skill of supporting. If you have any questions, you can ask them on the Facebook group, or you can submit a ticket for the next mastermind. Until then, bye.